Let's give it a shot.
Hold on.
I think it'd be cute and funny.
2 weeks ago, you slapped me in the face.
So, for all of our fans and our fan base, this is Andy.
Emily.
And oh, Bear just woke up. And we have a 3-year-old Yorkie under a blanket. And we are watching SummerSlam 2002. And we're just getting to the main event now.
But you know, I gotta tell you, I've been sitting there in the back listening to you all night. And I gotta tell you, I never realized until tonight what a sexy voice you have.
Sexy voice?
Yeah.
Oh, good golly.
To make it up to you, I got a little surprise.
You do?
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Hey, Trish,
don't kiss him.
You know, we might have something here. Because I'll tell you. It certainly is a dog-eat-dog world, isn't it? Especially when you've got the puppies.
Hey.
And I've got my wiener.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you do, Howie. But you know what? Let's go slow. How about we start off with a little hug, or maybe a big hug, Howie?
It's fine with me.
A big hug? Oh. What is Trish?
Wow.
Did the Trish
I must tell you something. That certainly is a pleasant surprise to me, what's going on here.
Yeah. Well, next I was thinking, actually, Howard, the real surprise is Lillian Garcia.
Lillian Garcia? Lillian!
Look at that bloody mat. So I imagine she's probably, what, SmackDown, and he's Raw.
I'm not sure how that worked.
Yep, Taz woke up.
When The Rock actually leaves wrestling.
That has to be close to it.
In the 2002.
Yeah.
When did The Scorpion King come out?
I was going to guess 2002. Let's see if I can multitask with this thing. Scorpion King, 2002.
So he became big almost right after that.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember he was in the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, that was a while. That was probably late 2000s.
That's true.
No, there's some. I don't think I own it, but there's Wheel. Walking Tall. It's one of my favorite Rock movies. That one's very good.
Oh, that guy that was in the the crowd, that the one that we were watching, remember the big guy that was in the front of the ring when we were watching the Money in the Bank? Or was it WrestleMania? The WrestleMania, I think.
Just because we're on the podcast, doesn't mean... yes,
okay.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay, so that was actually the guy from the Green Mile. It was not Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, so it was, remember when the camera was like way up here, because he was like towering over
and
everybody
we could see behind him.
Right,
so yes.
But we couldn't see at the
but
front of his
see
face.
His front. Yeah.
But he was towering over all the other people.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I was going to tell you that too, that was, they showed that after. And there was a couple other famous people in the crowd. Screech was in the crowd from Saved by the Bell.
Dead.
There was
cancer.
After drugs.
After drugs.
And then there was another,
so much blood.
There was another, famous person, but I don't remember who it was. Oh, also, just so everybody out there knows, you'll hear us say drugs a lot. We, have discovered that a lot of deaths, status post, WWE careers is due to drug use.
one of the perks, I'll say perks, of watching old pay-per-views is, yeah, there's a good chance somebody is dead. And then they tend to be from drugs. And then we end up having conversations about other people. Michael Clark Duncan, dead. I don't think drugs, though. He had, I'm pretty sure, like, because he was so big, he
did
had, like,
he have
heart
one
issues.
Of those pituitary issues, like Andre the Giant and Big Show?
I was going to say
like
probably
that?
Something like that. He had a very deep voice, so I wouldn't be surprised. I have no idea. I was out of wrestling at this point. But we get a guess that The Rock loses. Because one of the traditions is you go out on your back. So, yeah, probably The Rock's leaving. Gonna start going into Hollywood. So he's going to get over Brock.
To kind of make him a
make
big
him
name.
The champ and the name, yeah. That's my guess. But I just,
this
yeah.
is before Brock takes out The Undertaker at WrestleMania, though. Because Brock
is.
Was the only person that's ever pinned
oh, yes.
The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yeah, he defeated, he broke the streak.
Yes.
But that was a
and
while.
That was
2013, 2015. That was a while ago.
Yeah, but that's like when Brock, made it in the WWE.
Well, no, that's when, like, when it came back, though.
Yes, but that's what they had to make it a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he holds it whenever he's... Usually he holds a championship forever.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, he's the beast. I'm not impressed with Brock Lesnar. Sorry, Brock, if you're ever listening to this. I'm just not impressed. Oh, so hold on, everyone. So we're back. Emily had to drain the snake.
That's horrible.
You know, accidents happen. So she was asking, when did I go into the spare bed to sleep? It was around 3:00. I needed to go to the bathroom myself. I needed to drain the snake. Got a lot of snakes in this house. Got a damn garden over here. And, I just was like, I don't know. Bear already came with me. I was like, yeah, you want to go in the other room? Wow, that's cool. I was this close to going to the gym because I was struggling to fall back asleep. And it was like 4:15 at that point.
But
I still didn't.
Was it this morning or yesterday morning that I told you I was going back to bed? I think it was yesterday. I could have had this yesterday. This morning I got up.
Yeah, you're right. It was yesterday. See them chanting Rocky sucks?
Brock, you suck.
Are you sure?
Yes. Rock, kind of sounds similar.
Everyone listening, yeah, comment your thoughts. So I've never done this, so I'm gonna. It's all through an app called Podbean. We have up to 90 minutes, and we just let it play. We should be able to upload it. And there you go. And if this becomes a regular thing, we might have to come up with like names. I'm DJ. A Dog.
No.
And this is excellent, Emily.
No. 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 That's definitely not going to happen.
You see these guys? They're just sitting down, like with the cameras, like tourists. Look, honey, the wrestler.
Like, where's the 10 count?
Well, if the video games are any rule, if you go out, then the 10 count starts. But then if the next person goes out, it resets it to 10 again.
And this is the SmackDown match, which even when they split off the brand, split up like that, I still always thought of SmackDown as the lesser brand.
Same. I never watched SmackDown.
I mean, I still watched them on my little black and white TV in the dining room, laying on the floor with the antenna.
Maybe I just thought it was too much because, you know, there was still Sunday Night Heat and I watched that.
I mean, they did do not Sunday Night Heat, but there was like a Sunday mid-afternoon show, I feel like. It was like right after church. And
because after all that Jesus talk, I need to know what Stone Cold and The Undertaker up to.
Well, and it was like a review of the big matches, like, during the week. And, like, the highlights, I'll say, of, like, what happened. It was kind of like a sports center, but of wrestling. And Michael Cole, I feel like, was the host of it, at least towards the end. I can't remember what it was called, but it was, I specifically remember, it was, we would go to the early church, and then we'd go to Sunday school, and it was at, like, the late church hour was when that was on. So that's why I always wanted to go to the early church. And we had to go to church. And we had to
Let's
church.
Do early. I got some wrestling to do.
I got some wrestling to do. To watch. And there would be times where it would be, you know, do I stay home and watch wrestling, or do I go watch my brother play hockey?
Oh my god.
There was some tough decisions that had to be made.
So everyone, so Emily is 33 years old, same age of Jesus. And oh man, two upkicks? Kick ups? That move.
They bounce up.
Yeah, they bounce up. It's an upkick, it's something like that. So Emily is, I would almost say, more of a wrestling fan than I am. I grew up, I was big into it, had the toys, had the figures, had the DVDs, or not DVDs, the CDs, I had VHSs. I got a picture somewhere of some bowling birthday party of me in a Stone Cold shirt, and I had Stone Cold and The Undertaker on the cake. I got the cakes from Giant Markets.
I was never allowed to have anything like that.
That might be a gender thing, as messed up as that is.
Oh, no, I can guarantee it was a gender thing. My parents hated that I was into wrestling. I blame my brother. I had no idea what wrestling was until Mick Foley and The Undertaker were in a steel cage match. I think it was a Hell in a Cell.
Who was it?
Mick Foley.
Oh.
Mankind. I think it was actually who it was. And Undertaker. It was the one where Undertaker pushed him off the top.
Yeah.
Through the announce table.
Somebody end the damn match!
And yeah. That was the first ever wrestling anything I ever saw.
Oh my god.
And I was hooked.
Yeah, to start with that, jeez.
Yeah, you know, we started at the peak.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Tap Brock Lesnar.
Well, I guess they don't know Brock.
Brock Lesnar was never a good guy.
No, he was always, what's the term, a heel. He was always the heel. But I do feel that he's more respected now, or more loved now, because he's this beast. They're flinging him in. Yep.
Kick the chair out. No, of course they won't. They're going to let Brock hit him with a chair. And, of course, the referee's not going to see it.
So, you know, I noticed, too, the match prior to this, the blood match, that mat's pretty clean. Or maybe it's the sweat and stuff has just absorbed everything. But it's not as a bloody mess as expected.
And we already know that Brock's going to win.
I mean, who knows?
Nah, we know. Because he was, like, undefeated for forever. It was him and the Undertaker, I feel like, in 2013. Who's more undefeated?
The, normally, they when they do these agreements, they agree to X number of matches. You win one, I win one, you win one. So it could be in that sequence, for all we know. And it's after WrestleMania. So
No, this is before WrestleMania. SummerSlam is the WrestleMania of the summer.
Yeah. So WrestleMania happened in, like, March. And then this is obviously in the summer. So it's going to be a long time before we get to that next WrestleMania. So that's why I'm like, this could not be match one of that agreement. Yeah. It could be match three, WrestleMania, and then some others. And Paul Heyman's a good manager.
Your fan.
Yeah.
I have never liked Paul Heyman. Talk about the perfect heel figure.
Yes, he's a very good heel. But he's very good at, like, fledgling wrestlers and kind of bouncing them. Because he did that for Brock Lesnar. And most recently, he's done that for Roman Reigns. Nobody liked Roman Reigns. But now he does the same thing.
Nobody
oh my god, they're doing the arm!
Nobody still
likes
Roman Reigns.
I don't like him. It's too sweaty. His hair's too wet. Oh, we did the two. Come on, Rock. Oh my god.
So apparently they were questioning Roman Reigns about Naomi joining his regime coming up because the Usos and him are like a thing now. I'll call them a cult.
He started his own...
for lack of a better word.
He started his own ministry.
And it was kind of like... Well, what was he... The armor guys when they started. It was him being...
Iron Man?
No.
The armor guys?
Yeah.
Shield?
The Shield.
The Shield? The armor guys.
It was him and Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins.
Yep.
And, they were the Shield, and people liked the Shield, but then Roman was like the rogue person in the Shield, and then they didn't like the Shield anymore. And now he's with the Usos, but they were talking about if, what's her face?
Naomi
is going to join the Usos and Roman Reigns as part of this new sumo, we're all from Hawaii thing.
Is this a specific or a Pacific Islander? No, not sumo wrestlers. Yokozuna has not returned. Who? Pretty sure dead. Pretty sure he's dead.
Well, we know Kishi is alive, or at least he was during Polo Divas.
I am pretty sure he's still alive.
But they all have the same tattoo.
Yes, that rock tattoo.
The tribal tattoo.
Yes.
So, I'm like, did she have to get one of them tattoos? Because I didn't read the entire article, so I didn't actually get his full response on that. Mine's always the Spanish announcement.
I was thinking the very same thing.
Okay, well, I said it. I'm sorry. I am not trying to be, you know, probably be accused of being racist, but I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out...
No, it's not racist.
Why is it always that announce table that they have people go through?
In fact, I would say it's more racist on the WWE part, because it's like, you know, God forbid the English-speaking one. You can't touch that one.
Right.
That was a bad catapult.
That was
horrible.
He had to go into it. He had to go into
it. But you actually have to consider that Brock Lesnar weighs probably a good 100 pounds more than The Rock at this point.
Probably.
This was before The Rock got real robust.
Yes.
Now The Rock and Brock Lesnar probably weigh the same amount.
Yeah.
Oh, he put Paul Heyman
through
the table. Well, I mean, that's a good
use
anyways.
Yeah. Good riddance table.
Thank you, Paul Heyman. Oh, pull your shirt down. You can see if Teddy Whitey's. Ain't nobody want to see that. Okay, you can see it. Where's the tank out? Is that Stone Cold?
No. Stone Cold is not a cameraman.
I mean, there's...
Where do you want me, Vince? What?
There's a little dude spot down there. Stop. He's bald. He's got a 360 shirt on.
Well, Stone Cold, if you can wrestle, we'll put a camera. You're in charge of the courts.
Okay. The rest is going to probably get hit or something. Because the ref hasn't been out yet.
Yeah, true. We do to get knocked out. That was a good rock bottom. Yeah, so again, for the Spanish table, I'm just thinking, like, how much would that suck? Hopefully they're aware of it.
Oh, I'm sure that they are.
But
they gotta be aware every pay-per-view they're losing their team.
Like, yeah.
I mean, the guy lost his boot in the last match.
Yeah. Yeah. You're taking my clothes, you're taking my table, you're taking my monitors. And I wonder...
I mean, they actually have... I'm considering it this way. They have a good view. I mean, it's not like JR and the King who are up at the entrance.
Yeah. Get out. Yeah, there's no way. There's no way they would pin The Rock after his own move. The Brock Bottom. Oh, my God.
Taz is interesting character. He was an announcer for a while, though. Back until the brands, like, reconnected.
It goes to show you. And sorry for our yawn, we're professionals. And it's, like, almost 10 o'clock.
Way past our bedtime.
But yeah, just my lack of affinity for Taz was never watched SmackDown.
I mean, and he was never a big blockbuster character.
No.
But I did like his entrance music.
I do like his entrance music, too.
And his number 13 is your favorite number.
23.
Close
it is. Ah, that was a good clothesline.
F5. Oh!
Hey, he has to get the people's elbow. I still don't like it, Brock.
I mean, it was more like a tag team match, yeah. In all honesty. He did not win that alone. His tag team partner is just through the table right now.
Yeah, and just his gimmick of being, like, silent and big and scary. I
feel like they did that. Yeah. With King.
It was like Goldberg. Same thing. Like, you're not... It's not impressive.
Kane, The Undertaker.
No, I'll tell you, I thought he looked good wrestling. Like, I thought all that looked good. Oh, my God, that was incredibly quick.
It's done.
Yeah. I didn't see, like, any credits or anything. Just boom. Get out of there. They're done. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening, if anyone was listening. I don't know if we'll make this a regular thing. We only have 90-minute shows. Who wants to listen much longer than that? So, we'll see. Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
Good night.